get this sack back. Stand up.
Gather in one place, hearts in one accord, lifting up our praise to the Lord. The wind begins to blow, like the bird we saw, everyone will know.
Time of the day.
God's been so good.
God has wonderful things in store for you.
Yes, he does.
No eye has seen it, no ear has heard it. Hadn't even entered into your heart, or my heart, or the heart of any man. No one's been smart enough, spiritual enough, deep enough, imaginative enough to come up with an idea of the good things that God has for you, say for me. Point to yourself. Say, me. I'm not talking to anybody else but you. God has good things for you. Amen. As we learn, Pastor Roger said, encourage you, and I just want to say, as we learn more of God, He's leading you to that place. There's a promised land for you. Nobody's seen it. God's got a place for you. And I'm not just talking about heaven. We all know we're going to get there someday, but I'm talking about He's got a place for you in the Spirit. He's got a life that He wants you to have that nobody can fathom. How do we get there? By hearing God. Every way that He speaks to us, turning our ear to His instruction, letting Him guide and direct our paths. Amen. God's got someplace He's taking you that nobody's imagined. Amen. Isn't that awesome? I mean, just think about that for 2 seconds. Imagine the best thing that you could come up with for yourself, and realize that the plan of God for you is far superior to that. That's hard to imagine, isn't it? And I just want to tell you, we're going to get there, and we get there by listening to God, by obeying Him. Now, if you're satisfied with where you're at, then keep doing what you're doing. If you want God to take you to the next level, get ready to change a few things. Change is not comfortable, amen? It's a little bit uncomfortable. It can offend us a little bit, make us feel uneasy. But see, the system of this world is different. If you got a job and everything at work starts changing, you get a little nervous. But when God starts changing things, it's always good. It's always good. He's not trying to cut you out. He's not trying to get rid of you. He's trying to promote you. The Bible says promotion comes from the Lord. Amen? He's trying to promote you. He's trying to lead you on. He's got a place for you. For you, He's got a place. If you can just get that one statement. He has got a place for you, and he's going to cause you to change a few things. Amen? It's a good thing. He's going to cause me to change some things. All right? Are you with me? That's why we just go ahead and kick religion out of the way. Because religion likes to hold on to yesterday. Hold on to that form of godliness. Hold on to that ritual. But you know, if it's not of God, it's not worth doing. It's just a ritual. Be prepared to change. Be prepared to stretch yourself. Be prepared to do things that you don't think you could do. Be prepared to be a woman of God. Be prepared to be a man of God with authority. Be prepared to be the person you never thought you could be by the power and the grace of God. Amen? God's taking you somewhere. It's a good place. It's a promised land. Now, if you look at the promised land in the Bible, I'm just going to wrap it up with this. It was not God's intention for that whole generation of Israel to die in the wilderness. How many of you know that? God wouldn't take you out of Egypt so you could die in the wilderness, lost. But people did some things that got them there, and their lack of obedience, their complaining, their murmuring about where God had them at, kept them there. We all know that the journey was roughly 10 days, something like that, to the promised land. But God kept them going around in circles. God did that. But God doesn't want us to do that. God didn't want that. That wasn't His will. But when you do things your own way, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. But when you lean to your own understanding, I heard someone say something on the radio. They defined philosophy, and they said the definition of philosophy was a blind man in a dark room trying to find a black cat that didn't exist. And sometimes our spiritual walk can be like that when we lean on into our own understanding. We try to do things our way. God can take a two-week trip and stretch it out for 40 years. Amen. But I want to tell you that the promised land is not far away. It's not far away. It's not 40 years down the road. It's just around the corner. And if you'll learn to soften your heart to the voice of God, amen, listen to what God is saying. Be grateful where He's got you. The wilderness that you may be in is just the driveway to the promised land. He's got you going the right direction. Thank God for where you are. It may not look like much, but God knows where He's taking you. The wilderness doesn't mean you're a bad person. We all have wilderness experiences. Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days. Is that a coincidence? No. We all have that. Thank God He left there in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what God's got for us. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Before we get up to teach, we're singing.
The balm of Gilead.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. How many of you are growing? Somebody say, you might as well hold on to Jesus. That's the only way you'll get there. You can say, tell somebody, say, hold on to Jesus. To His will and to His plan. That is the only way. Somebody say, hallelujah. You'll get there. It doesn't matter how you feel. It really doesn't matter. Sometimes, you know, it makes it easier how you think. But you know what? The only way you'll really get there is Him. Somebody say hallelujah. And as long as you got direction down on the inside of your heart, amen. Storms can blow, come and go. And if you got direction deep down on the inside of your heart, you know of a certain, amen, that you're going to get exactly where God wants you to be. How are you ready to see something supernatural happen?
Amen.
Glory to God. How many of you believe in the supernatural?
Amen.
How many of you are able to differentiate between, amen, the flesh and the spirit? Amen. A thing of God and a thing of, you know, just ideas. Look at somebody and say, I have been apprehended by the Holy Ghost to do the will of God. Tell somebody else, say, I've been apprehended by the Holy Ghost. To perform the will of God. Brother Jesse, you don't have to film tonight. Come on down. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How many of you enjoying life? Just a little bit. Amen. We've been talking about love. Amen. Somebody say thank God for that. Because you know what? We can give God an atmosphere where His Spirit can move. Somebody say with love. Everybody say with love. It's absolutely impossible. You will never, the only thing that you will fail at, amen, with love is failure. The only thing you'll fail at when you walk in God's love is you'll fail at failure. You will never be able to fail. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we've been talking about this love, amen, how if we walk in this love, if we trust, you got to learn to trust the love of God. You got to learn to be able to discern the will of God, amen. You know what? Most of the time, His will is His love manifest. If you know what the will of God is over your life and in your heart, amen, that will, even though you don't understand it, even though you can't figure out that assignment, that call, that anointing, that will is the love of God. And if you get sync up with that thing and hold tight to it, amen, you're going to manifest God's love. Now, in John chapter 14, verse 15. Glory to God. He says, if, somebody say if, that means that you have a choice. That you can go one way or the other. Now, it didn't say if you want to, did it? It said, if you love me, everybody say keep. Mm-hmm. Say keep again. Tell three people to keep. Mm-hmm. That means, you know, it's a hard thing to keep the commandment of God. It's not, you know what? You've got to learn to hold on because the devil's trying to steal the commandment of God out of your heart. He's trying to tempt you. Trying to work you over, amen, that he will bring every demon from the pit of hell, circumstances, situations, amen, wannabes and all kind of stuff, amen, to do nothing but to chase you from what God commanded you to do. But if you're going to love God, you're going to have to learn how to keep. Let's say keep yourself together. No matter what it takes. No matter what goes on, no matter what measures you have to go through, amen. No matter how, you might have to listen to songs all night long. You might have to get a friend. Amen. Amen. Say, hold me together just a little while so I can make it through the night. Amen. But if you're going to love God, you got to learn how to keep. Somebody say, you know what? A lot of stuff, you got to learn how to let certain things go. You know, worldly things, they come and go. Amen. But one thing you never want to see pass away. Amen. That's the command of God. Amen. Or your obedience to the command of God on your life. He said, if you're going to love me, you're going to have to keep my commandments. In John chapter 15, verse 21, it says this. He that hath my commandments and keeps them. Now, everybody's got their commandment, but everybody's got the command of God. Everybody's got the law of God, but not everybody's going to keep the law of God. That's what's so sad. Amen. That and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. How do you keep that thing which is entrusted to you? You keep it by the Holy Ghost, keeping yourself in check, keeping yourself in the Spirit. It says, that's the one that loves me. And it says this, greater love, somebody say, no greater love, have no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Then it says this, ye are my friends. How many want to be a friend of God? Now, I tell you what, if you're not having to lay down your life, guess what? You're not becoming a friend of God. How many want to get closer to God? Amen. If you want to get closer, I want to get closer to God. You know, we're going to learn about friendship. Difference between, see, there are levels with God. Did you know that? Levels with God. In the elementary level, there's a servanthood relationship with God. We have to learn to be a servant. Then you get to the next level. Somebody say hallelujah. After servanthood becomes friendship. And he said, you can be my friend. See, you can know somebody from a distance. That don't mean you're a friend. And when he says friend, he means friend. Abraham was a friend of God, the Bible says. He, you know what? He was the father of all faith. He listened to God, amen, and did what God told him to do. Amen. He stepped out when God told him. He heard the command of God, and he stepped out and walked in it, left where he was to go to a place he didn't know. He said, you just go over here. And Abraham just went out there. And you know what? That man became a friend of God, and God accounted that to him as righteousness. Amen. Everybody say friend again. Amen. Says, you are my friends if you do some of the things. Somebody say some. He said, you'll be friends if you just do some of the things. He said, whatsoever I command you. He says, henceforth, I call you not servants. So there's a level of Christian maturity here. If you're listening with your heart, you'll catch it. So there's a difference between a servant and a friend. There's a difference between a servant and a son. He says, henceforth, I call you no more servants. That's when you get to the level to where you don't see yourself as a flunky anymore. Some said, henceforth. See, when you get into certain things, you find out stuff. God always, we always want to make it to the top of the ladder. We always want it to the best seat in the house. Recognize, attention, publicity, and all this other stuff. Amen. And you know, all we think, if I can just serve, I'll get there. But he says, listen, henceforth, I'll call you. So you can get to the point to where you don't even see yourself. You can still do the work, but you don't see yourself as the servant. Now listen to me. How many of you are finding yourself working on the building? And what I mean working on the building, you're serving God with all of your heart, all your soul. I hope you are. You know, my whole life is nothing but serving the Lord. That's what comes first. God, what would you have me to do? You know, that's what every believer should have. Not just the preacher, not just the pastor. Amen. Not just the evangelist, but everybody should have a heart to serve God. But when you get into that thing, you're going to deal with some stuff when you're learning to be the servant of God. When it starts to take your time, when it starts to alter your lifestyle, amen? When it starts to inconvenience you, amen? Then when you learn to do servant, all of a sudden they start talking about excellent on top of that, amen? I remember the time when Sister Kathy and Sister Bella cleaned the church. First time Kathy cleaned the church, I believe. Amen. And they had worked over that church all day long, amen? And they came in. And they said, we got it all done. And Sunday morning, I said, oh, church was just wonderful. But the only thing they forgot was to fold the toilet paper. Amen. See, it's one thing to serve. Amen. You got to serve. Amen. But God wants us, not saying they weren't serving with excellence. Amen. But God wants us to upgrade our servants to excellence. But if you're still dealing with, amen, if it's still difficult for you to step out into what God called you to do with consistency and with faith, look at somebody and say, you're still just a servant. If you're still thinking about what you're going to get out of it, come on. Amen. You're still just a servant. Amen. If you're still thinking about, I got to do this before I do the next thing or before I get my ministry, you got to start on the bottom. Somebody say, that's servanthood mentality. Amen. Come on now. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. See, there's a henceforth. Somebody say, henceforth. He says, henceforth, I call you not servants. Does that mean that he doesn't want us to be servants? He said, no, there's a level that you can get to. Amen. 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 Where God no longer just calls you a servant. He starts to call you a friend. He says, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord does. But I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father have I made known unto you. Said when a servant turns into a friend. See, there's a deeper level. See, you'll never get to be a friend of God until you learn how to be a servant of God. What's the difference between a servant of God and a friend of God? Well, you can find that out by what's the difference between a friend and a servant. Many people think a friend doesn't do nothing but sit around. No. When you got a real friend, amen, they'll serve you, but the only difference is you don't have to pay them. Come on now. See, when times get rough, you can call little Mary maids and they'll clean up your house when you're down and out. Amen. But you have to, that paycheck better be there or that servant's gone. But you got a friend. You can be sick with pneumonia. Come on now. Amen. That friend's going to be there. Amen. Vacuuming and doing whatever they want to do. Why? Because they're motivated by their heart. You couldn't pay them enough. Come on now. That's when you get to the point where, Lord, I'll serve you whether I get anything out of it or not because I know you're good. That's when you turn into what? A friend. you just start to serve because you know what God is, you know what his heart's about, you just love him so much, you just want to be around him, amen. And then you've lost, amen. It's no longer a task to you, it's a blessing to you. Come on now. Somebody say, I can work all day long, I can work all night long, I can feed, I can preach, I can teach, I can do whatever God tells me to do, amen, because I'm not looking at necessarily the work that I do anymore, amen. It's all wrapped up in my relationship, amen. I'll do anything just to know him just a little bit better. Come on now. See, when you're friends with somebody, you'll see them cutting the grass, you'll pick up a lawnmower too, amen, just to be right beside them.
Amen.
The difference between a friend and a servant, come on now, when it no longer matters what you do. I mean, you just do it from the inside of your heart. Servants only work because they have to. Friends serve because they love you. Come on now. See, servants will work because they want to get to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Servants will work because they think that's what Christians are supposed to do. Now, we all start in servanthood. Amen? But there is a point, church. There's a point when you get beyond all of that. Amen? Amen. And your work is no longer, you know, your work becomes worship. Amen? Your work becomes worship. That's when you turn from a servant to a friend of God. How many friends of God do we have in here tonight?
Amen.
How many friends of God do we have in here tonight? That means you'd work, you'd pay to work, amen, because you love him. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. And I know there's a level you can get to. You can go, somebody say, go on. And, you know, I couldn't figure it out sometimes. You know, people say, get around me sometime when I'm on fire and doing what God wants me to do. Boy, I could keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. Why? What's the difference? Don't you get tired? Well, you must be serving. I'm hanging out. I'm a friend of God. Come on now. See, there's a higher level that God, I'm telling you this, there's a level in God that you can get to, amen, when that servanthood will turn into friendship. You know you don't have to, but you do it anyhow, because it's on the inside. How many got some friends? Come on now, how many got some friends? You know, money, see, servants are only around while the money's good. Hirelings are only around when the money's good, when it looks like they can get something out of it. Amen. But a friend will stay closer than a brother. Amen. And Jesus is that kind of friend. And that's what God is looking for in this last hour. Amen. Because a friend will go places that the servant won't go. Amen. Will you go where God wants you to go? Will you do what God wants you to do? Have you checked yourself? Amen. Listen, servants serve because, friends serve because they love you. Friends, friends will be there when the money runs out. Friends are motivated by the power within their own hearts. Somebody say hallelujah. Friends are motivated by the power within their own hearts. How many want some mature people? How many want mature people to do the things of God? Come on, it's time to grow up. It's time to grow up, see? It's time to grow up. Somebody say, send a friend of God. Send a friend of God. See, because the servant will only see with the natural eye. Amen. And sometimes you lose servants. You know, sometimes they just don't hold on long enough. Amen. Until they can develop that inward relationship. Amen. To where their heart starts to pick up. But God wants you to grow to the point. Amen. Where you become his friend. The Bible says this, no greater love than this. Some say there is no greater love. No greater love than a man that would lay down his life for a what? Somebody say hallelujah. That's what God wants. He doesn't want no weak love out of you. He wants great love out of you. He wants great love out of me. And we think, God, you're requiring too much of me. No, he's just requiring greater love. Amen. That's all he wants to see. See, and we think, oh, that's a real sick thing. Well, not when he's taking care of you anyhow. Not when he's loving and promised to provide for you anyhow. Amen. He's real. And when we realize that God is real, we can trust him with our life, with our ability, with our resources. Amen. With our time. Amen. and we can even learn to develop. Somebody say there's a friendship. Everybody say friendship. There is, now you can get around certain people. I've gotten to meet some really neat people. And some of the biggest doors open up for me to meet some of these neat people just because I wanted to work alongside. And when I started to work alongside, you know, friendships developed. There's a relationship with God you can develop as you serve Him. Amen. Notice that all those disciples that He took along, those 12 boys that He took with Him as they went out and Jesus was doing all His work, they went there to do what? To serve. And as they serve God, amen, as they serve Jesus by helping Him do what He wanted to do, He said, listen, you go get the water, amen, you go do this, amen, you go find the fish, the money in the fish's mouth, amen. Whatever He said, you go feed the fire, you go feed. You just go get the baskets. Amen. Somebody say servants. Servants. See, those servants that He had, amen, that were following Him in that attitude of servanthood, amen, they became His friends. Look at somebody and say, God's looking for a servant to become His friend. See, people are wondering why they don't have that intimate relationship with God where He whispers. Come on. Whispers to Him. Amen. God's looking for people with His same mentality, with His same heart. Amen. That He might be able to call them what? Friends. How many have a distant relationship with God? Find an area of service. Amen. Find an area of service. Amen. And you know what? I promise you. You know, I promise you, you'll find God in it. Amen. There are certain things they only learned about God or learned about Jesus because they were there. Amen. In service. Not just hanging out, they were there serving. And as they were there, you know, they were serving Him. They went to go, well, let me go find out what the Master wants, what He needs. Then all of a sudden they ran into Him as they were serving Him and saw Him talking to the woman at the well. Amen. They saw the miracle, the fish and loaves of the bread. Why? Because they were there serving with Him. There's some service experiences that God wants to get us into. Amen. And as you serve Him, you're going to fall in love with Him. Amen. You know, that's when you get real close with the boss. Anybody got close with their boss before? When you serve well, you know, your relationship should change a little bit. You know, they say, don't get too familiar. Amen. But the same thing with God. When you serve Him, the more you serve Him, the more you trust Him, the more you walk with Him, you go to unexpected areas. Amen. He might lead you to some place where nobody's out there but you. Amen. Some said, I'm here with Jesus. I developed a relationship. Amen. Because I've served Him. Had to depend on Him. Had to trust Him. To say a friend loves at all times. Wow. A friend loves at all times because he's going to need love in order to serve. How many of you want to be a friend of God? You're not going to be able to be a friend of God until you learn to love others. Amen. He said, you say, I love you. I love God. I love you. He said, you know what? You know what I figured out? You only love God to the measure that you hate your worst enemy. What am I saying by that? What am I saying? You can only love God to the measure that think of the person that you like the least. That's how much you love God. Because the Bible says, if you've done to the least of these, amen? So don't think you love God any more than the last person you talked about. Don't think that you've received God's forgiveness any more than you've forgiven, amen, those around you, amen? He said, how can you love God when you can't love God that you even see right in front of your face? So there is not a deeper spiritual love on the inside of your heart than there is a natural love about you on the outside. Isn't it neat how we can pick that stuff up? And we can never serve God. Amen. You'll never be able to serve God. God says, listen, if you want to do something for me, do it for others. They said, listen, when did I give you a cold drink of water? They said, for I was thirsty and you gave me to drink. He said, when did they give you the drink? When did I give you the drink? He said, when you gave it to that one over there. Jesus always, see, sometimes we can get so caught up in the realm of the spirit. You know, we can get so spiritual that we forget, amen, that our spirituality sometimes manifests itself in the natural. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody say, well, I got this great faith. One man in the Bible said, listen, you showed me your faith I'll show you my works. For faith without works, come on now, is dead. Look at somebody and say, does your faith work? Well, faith just out there by itself is not going to do nothing, but faith on the inside of the believer does something. Amen. How many want to be living in the realm of the Spirit? We want to be living in the realm of the Spirit. Amen. We got to let God take total control, get all over us, and manifest itself. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Amen. I feel like going to a new level. How about you?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. How many of you believe in God? I pray that your relationship with God increases the more and more and more and more and more. Amen. And look at somebody and say, God knows everything. And every once in a while, he reveals it. Lift up holy hands and start praying in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Father. Hallelujah. I want you to sit down just for a moment, and I want you to cut a covenant on the inside of your heart. Is that all right? Look at somebody and say, we got a good thing going. Tell them again. You've got a good thing going. You got a serious thing going. Amen. You got a very serious thing going. Amen. Now, we heard somebody get in here about for a while. You know, said, hey, it's no time to be paying church and doing all this other stuff. Amen. No time to be playing church. No time to go through all that other stuff. You know that's the truth. Amen. God wants us to be productive. He wants us to be fruitful. He wants us to be, amen. He wants us to have great reward. And there are certain ingredients that God needs in order to affect, amen, and to be who he wants to be in our community. And I want you to cut a serious covenant. You know, I talk to the Holy Ghost, and I believe you do too. Amen. I believe you too. I believe you do too. And that's all we have really to go by. And that's the only reason why I'm still here, because I know him. I have no, amen, trusting in Jesus, and I obey his word, and I usually go where he leads and does what he tells me to do. Amen. And that's where to be blessed. You can, amen, you can find up anything and cook up anything, you know, and it'll last for about a year. Amen. Then you find yourself in a ditch. Amen. And I'm going to hold on to Jesus, and I advise you to do the same thing. Amen. Somebody say, hold on. Impossibilities and different things, those things are given to change. Amen. God never changes. You know, you will always be coming up against opposition and things that you need to believe God to do miracles. That's no big deal. You'll always have mountains that you got to learn to speak to and have move. Amen. That's nothing. Amen. Don't let mountains move you. You just keep going. Amen. Some mountains are supposed to move. Don't you ever move. Somebody say hallelujah. Mountains aren't the problem. Amen. Where we have to exercise faith, that's not the problem. Somebody say glory to God. Lack of a lot of people is not the problem. Somebody say hallelujah. Lack of confidence is that's not the problem. Because you know what? We've seen God again and again and again be faithful. Amen. So we know that he's always going to be faithful. Amen. But I want to go to the next level. How about you? I want to go to the next level. And you know what we said? I was talking to Brother Jesse today. We were just going through some things and believing God and trusting God. I said, well, you know what? We got to do whatever, you know, in my flesh. This is what I feel. Amen. Amen. But I know what the Spirit of God wants. Amen. And I said, you know what? The only thing we really need, if we can get it anywhere, I said, about 10 people. Amen? That will just do a small thing. Look at somebody and say, small thing. With faith. So say, faithful. With a small thing. That's what's important. See, it's not enough. You know, I've realized, well, you know, that the thing that I do, I just have to do that. Amen? But God wants this leadership body. Amen? How many want to see Nations Church go to the... You've arrested. You're going to give an account for my life, whether you realize it or not. As I'm going to give an account for your life. Now, the Bible says, listen, the pastor has to give an account for the life of those that are in his flock. Amen? That means we get to speak for you. Amen? But you know what? You give an account for the giftings and graces and different teachers and different things that God puts in your life. You'll give an account for that too. Amen? If God arrests somebody else and say, hey, look, you forget your life. Your life is them. And I believe that about me. So this is not a job, people. This is a call from the Holy Ghost. You hear what I'm saying? It's a serious call. It's not a game. I'm very serious about that. You know what I'm saying? You know? Why does he still hang on? Amen? Because he's afraid to leave, because God said something. Amen? And we got to hold on to what we believe. I believe it from the bottom of my heart. And that's what the, you feeling me out, honey? Hallelujah.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Mm-mm-mm. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's powerful. I do want to hear it. So this is when you got to have an understanding. See, we have to tell you the truth or what we perceive. You can believe whatever you want to believe. Amen. But we have a responsibility to tell you what we believe and where we're at. Amen. Call me crazy or whatever else it is, but you're going to know just straight up. Amen. So we set up here and said, listen, the anointing of what God wants to do, it's where, you know, somebody said the anointing, his yoke is easy, but his burden is light. Amen. But you know what? There is a greater work on the inside. Amen. And that's supernatural and that's spiritual. And we don't want to abort. Amen. Amen. The thing that we believe God wants to do. So we got together and we said, no matter what, we're going to protect the anointing of the Holy Ghost, amen, and do whatever is necessary for it to take place, that it will always be available and be where God wants it to be. The only thing that we need the body to do, amen, somebody say body. This is more than enough. This is what I was sitting up here thinking today. I said, well, hold on. You know, I was thinking, Lord, I want the best. I said, anywhere you can get this, it's fine with me. A small thing. Somebody say, a small thing. A small thing with faithfulness. Not a big thing. Just one little thing with faithfulness. And watch what God does. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want you to just grab a little piece of paper. You should have paper for notes anyhow. Amen. And I just want you to grab a little piece of paper. We're not going to give you a job or an assignment. Amen. Love should have already done that. Amen. If your heart didn't tell you to do something, you think I'm going to? Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say mission. How many of you are ready to let your spirit out? Amen. How many of you are ready to grow up and look at somebody and say, I am spirit. Say it again. I am spirit. And your flesh is not going to go to God and say, look what I've done. Amen. Your spirit's going to have to go to God. Amen. You're going to have to commune. Somebody say, making melody in your own heart. You're going to have to learn to commune with your own heart. And I want you to seriously consider. Somebody say, find out. I know, you know what? I don't think God's going to let you off that easy if he didn't let me off that easy. Amen. You know, I'm just rolling because that's the way I am. I don't think he's going to let you off any easier than he's going to let me off. Amen. But I believe that on everybody, on the inside of everybody, discern what is your mission. There's a mission over the church. Amen. But each one of you need to have deep on the inside of you, what is it that God, amen, has gifted you and graced you to do? What is your mission? Amen. What is your mission? And all I want is one sentence. Pray in the Holy Ghost for three minutes. Just for 3 minutes. And you know what? You're going to lose the power of God. You're going to lose the anointing of God on your life. You're going to lose the anointing of God over the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe a deeper dose is coming. I believe a deeper dose of the Holy Ghost is coming. Amen. Two things. I want you to realize what your mission is. Amen. The other one you're not able to handle yet. Amen. Hallelujah. Get that sentence. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, if you can't discern what the mission is, amen, you need to pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, because you know what? You just might be wasting your life. Or in somebody else's business. But I want you to discern from the Holy Ghost. And don't lie on the Holy Ghost. And I want you to hand your mission in. Amen. Hand it in. And we're going to hold you accountable to it. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, how am I going to know whose mission it is? Amen. And you know what? If you don't have your mission, that means we need to work a whole lot harder. Amen? Because one of the missions of Nations Church is to help people identify who they are and what their call is. Amen? And then to develop that call so that you could be everything that God wants you to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. As soon as you get it, I want you to bring that up and I'll receive that as an offering. Hallelujah. Pray about it. Pray about it. You know what? Because you know what? That's the safest place for you. Hallelujah. What's that? Your mission? You didn't even need a... That's awesome. Well, put your name on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to share some of this. Oh, Brenda sent up too. If you want to sow some seed too, you can. I'm not going to tell you the names, but I'm going to let you know what's in the house. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. You have to write that down on some paper. I don't want to take your iPad. Hallelujah. The Bible says, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world yet lose his own soul? That means that you do everything you feel like doing in your head but never really accomplish your inward goals or the call of God on your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, my Lord. Got that one. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's a big one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Write down your mission. May I have your mission, dear? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got your mission. Isn't this a good idea? Did y'all all go to the same store? Or did only one person have notebook paper? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Then we told y'all about bringing multiple cars to church And we always thought that was stupid. We didn't bring, we only drove one car today. Amen. But you never know. Those stupid ideas that you have just might save a soul. Instead of pastor having something crazy in his head, maybe there's a little bit of wisdom there that might help somebody. Today, two people came to church and they drove through the parking lot, and there were three cars out in the parking lot at 5 to 7. They just drove right on by. See, obedience. Somebody say obedience. Look at somebody and say, you don't know it all. Hallelujah. So let's pray for those people. Amen. How many of y'all want to know some of this stuff? So you know what's going on. So we figure out what's not going. Look at, somebody say, here's the mission here. I know what my mission is, to equip the people for effective ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Somebody say mission. Hallelujah. Stick this in the middle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love you people. I really do. Amen. Better. Thank you, Jesus. All right. To fulfill God's plan for my life through His Holy Spirit guidance, that I may be effective in my walk with the Lord in this life. How's that going to affect somebody else? Hallelujah. Now that's, everybody needs to do that. Amen. That's excellent. Amen. That should be the primary thing for everybody. Amen. But God just doesn't want you to go to Himself, to Him by yourself. Amen. He doesn't just want you to go there by yourself. You're going to miss it. There are certain things you'll only be able to work out of your life as you work with somebody else. Amen. And we're learning and picking up stuff. And if your mission only involves you, amen. Hallelujah. Listen clearly. Hallelujah. This is a trip. This is a neat one. Amen. Somebody has a mission to rebuke. Let's say on a mission. Defeat poverty and set the captives free. Somebody say hallelujah. I agree. Amen. To preach the word of God to people. Somebody say hallelujah. To reach out and to touch and to teach the hurtful, the sick, God's true will for their health in life. To reach out to children so that they will know God loves them and help them to get a good foundation to fulfill the daily battle, to fight the daily battles of life. Amen. What a mission. Amen. My, my, my. Hallelujah. This stuff is powerful, people. Glory to God. Support the pastor in all that he asks. That's scary. Amen. But it's God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have ideas for being a help to the church when he is ready for them. Somebody say hallelujah. My, 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 my. Hallelujah. I like that kind of stuff. Got another one right behind there. It says, help. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, help the pastor. Glory to God. Somebody say, well, why don't you criticize them? Amen. Because I need all the help I can get. Amen. I'm dumb enough to realize that if I don't get help, I will not be able to do it myself. I would run. And you won't think this is really crazy? No, leave it alone. One says, to lift up Jesus through praise and worship. To teach, counsel, preach the word of God for the maturing of the saints to the perfecting of the bride. What a powerful thing. Somebody say hallelujah. Here's another scary one right here. Amen. And when I say scary, I mean these are high calls, people. To be a better Christian and to serve God without any question. You might just end up with a church. Amen. When he gets those that are willing to be that open, amen, he does stuff with them. Amen. Gives them churches. Amen. What a powerful thing. Amen. That's what you got around you. that's what you got around you. Somebody say hallelujah. I think that's it. Father, stretch your hand this way. I was looking for yours too. I'm trying to say. It's just a smaller note. I got to search through the. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Now we know who this one is. Amen. This is powerful. This is just very simple, very basic, very potent. Love people. Yes, it is. Amen. Love people. Could you identify and realize? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know this is nothing but Jesus. That's all you are. Hallelujah. Man, I want you to find one person's mission, and I want you just to pray for that mission. And now the Holy Ghost, don't be religious about it. Just ask, pray God's blessing over their mission, and we're going to start working with these missions. Is that all right? Amen. If we don't do another thing and develop these missions, watch what happens. Amen. And if we don't do anything but develop these missions, watch what happens. Great things. Amen. Find one person, encourage them right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pray for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we trust you in these giftings and in these callings. And in these anointings right now in the name of Jesus. Bring them about. Mature your people, Father God. Keep them out of the pitfalls of the devil. Hallelujah. So that they'll be able to walk in what you call them to walk in. Hallelujah. I believe you, God. Hallelujah. We trust you, Father. Develop your people. Hold it all together. Give them a safe environment, Father God. Hallelujah, so they can grow to be everything you want to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for awesome people that are sincere with you. Hallelujah. And do what you want them to do. Thank you for bringing us together, for covering us together. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Mel, if you want to go get that hold on song, we'll play it as we're leaving. Yeah, hurry up, girl. They're ready to go. They'd be mad at you next. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody pray for supernatural prosperity on God's people this week. Pray for supernatural favor because we need it. Amen. Pray for those that are in Fidelity office. Rex over there at plus one. Amen. Pray for Brenda to get a bonus where she's at. Pray for the hospital. Pray for Sister Beth. Pray for the dogs at Sister Gloria's God. Amen. Hallelujah. Her business there. Amen. Pray for Sister Becky. Pray for me and Jesse and Crystal. Amen. That every Lord, I'm believing. I thank you for that one load a day covenant, Father God. And I pray you double it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I pray you double it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Two a day. Thank you, Father. I call it forth right now in the name of Jesus. I call it forth and believe it. Amen. I've been speaking one and been getting it. Hallelujah. Two a day. I call it forth by your spirit, by your power, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I covenant with you, Father. Hallelujah. To be responsible to sow, Hallelujah. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'll put it to the field. I'll plant it. Glory to God in Jesus' name. Hurry up, Brother Jay. Hallelujah. Crystal, you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Who is it? Is it Christian? Okay.